Welcome to Thinking Aloud. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. 1 John 1, 9 and 10 says this, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." We oftentimes walk around trying to justify our life and our lifestyle, and trying to make things that are evidently sin in the Bible not sin, so that somehow the people around us can see the fact that we're not sinning, but we're doing what's right, but other people are sinning. In fact, we have a tendency to look at other people and think, boy, they really have a problem, when we have the same problem, but in our case, we look at it as if we have good reason for the problem, they don't have good reason for the problem, therefore I am judging them much harsher than I would judge myself. The truth of the matter is that sometimes we mix up the idea of confessing our sins with sorrow. There are times where you do something and you may not actually be sorry about it, even though you know that it's wrong. Some would say that until you're sorry, the confession that you make or the idea of asking for forgiveness doesn't count. The truth of the matter is there are many times when we're not sorry for what we did, but we're sorry for what we did. When I'm on a diet and I cheat and I have a bowl of ice cream and then I actually throw whipped cream on top of it and maybe a few sprinkles, why not put chocolate sauce and maple syrup on it as well? Now you can see that I've already gotten myself into trouble. The idea is that when I finish that, I go, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. This just ruined my diet for like 3 years. And I sit there and I say, that was a bad situation. However, to say that I am sorry that I did it is a stretch. The fact that I enjoyed that ice cream concoction for just a few minutes is something that actually I would lie if I say I didn't. So what I need to be able to do is say, maybe to my wife, maybe to my accountability partner, whoever it is, I did something I shouldn't have done. See, that's a confession. The 1 John 1:9 tells us if we confess our sins, then what happens is God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins after that. It's not about seeking forgiveness necessarily. When we truly confess our sins and we say we did wrong, there are things that are attached to that. I can't tell you what they all are, but if you honestly know you did wrong and you confess that you did wrong, perhaps they'll have feelings or emotions attached, depending on your ethnicity or whatever it might be, that are appropriate for that. But the goal is to admit what's right and wrong and do it before God. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.